Okay, welcome back everybody to our learning Ashari. Chodesh Tov to everybody. We have officially entered the month of Elul. We are learning Lilui Nishmas, Anazecha Nishmasa, Miriam Frun, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Allah HaShalom, her Neshama should have a continuous Ali in the merit of our Torah. She should be a Meditz Yashar for us during this important and awe-inspiring time of Chodesh Elul. Okay. So here we're going to go. Elisha was showing me a picture of her grandson looking at the clip. So I said, hold your pictures. We're going to talk all about this today. And I'm going to tell you what led to the shir. I prepared a whole special shir. Please make sure you have a hand. This is really a class on Emunah. To me, it's a class on Emunah. Some people think it's a class on Dveikus. We have difference of opinion. I think Dveikus is Emunah in a way. You can't cling to God if you don't believe in Him. We're learning about building a sanctuary in our hearts. What really is Emunah? What does it mean to live with Hashem by His Ratzon, by His word? What does it mean to fear Hashem? We talk so much about Yerushalayim. Are these terms that we really talk about or that we really feel? Furthermore, it's Elul. It's like the 11th hour, the 12th hour, the 12th month. Anything that we did not get right until now, anything we didn't accomplish that we wanted to accomplish, goals that we set for ourselves and we did not accomplish, we need to internalize, we need to change, we need to realize it's time to bring everything to fruition, all we have not yet done this year. So if you look at the first source on your handout, please, it's from Sefer Devarim, very beautiful pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael. Okay, it says Devarim 10, 12, page 1. Devarim Perek Yod Pasuk Yod Beis. I made 8 handouts. Please just share with the people next to you if it becomes necessary. Okay. Va'ata Yisrael. Now Israel. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shu'al Mimach. What does God really want from you? What do you really have to do in this world? There's so much of an avoda, and the first thing you're told, and I bolded it for you, is you have to have Yerushalayim. Ki im li yiras Hashem Elokecha. You don't need anything. You just need to fear Hashem. After you fear Him, lalachas b'chol drachav. Only once you fear Hashem can you go in His ways. If you don't fear Hashem, you're not going to go in His ways. Why? You don't care what He says. It's like a defiant child who's not interested in listening to the teacher, who has no relationship with the teacher. If there's no fear of the Rebbe or the Mur, the child's not going to listen. You can't lalachas b'chol drachav unless you have Yerushalayim. After you go in all His ways, you will come to love Him. You will come to serve Him. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha. So the first stage that we are told here, from here, Chazal learned you have to make mea brachos every day, ma, mea, but we're not talking about mea brachos right now. We're talking about Yerushalayim. What does Rashi say? Look at Rashi on your hand up, please, ladies. Va'ata Yisrael, and now, O Israel. Afal pisha asisem kol zos, even though you did all of this. So let me tell you what it's talking about. This is Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis. The beginning of Perek Yud relates after the people sin. Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. Hashem says to Moshe, Psalacha shnei luchos avanim kirishonim. What are we talking about? You sin by Chet Ha'egel. So, Afal Pisha Asisem calls those, even though you're sinners and you rebelled against Hashem, Odenu Racham Avichibas Olechem, God still has mercy and endearment upon you. Hashem loves you. Bless you. Umikal Mashach Atasem Lefan of anything that you sin before Him. Einu Shomem Sho'elmi Kem Ki'im Liyira. What does He want from you? Despite all your sins, bless you. Despite what you did, He has compassion upon you. He has love towards you. And what does He want from you? Shavir Hashem. What does Rashi say? Ki im liyira v'rabbasenu darshu mikan. And you've heard this ma'amar chazal because it's so famous. The rabbis learned out from here. They were darshan from here. Hakol b'idei shamayim. Everything is in the hands of heaven. And I'm saying this on purpose in this class, Davka, including the noodles we choose in the supermarket. Everything is in the hands of heaven. Chutz miyirushamayim. There's one thing that's not in the hands of heaven. What is that? Yirushamayim. What's the first stage? You have to be aware of Hashem, but you got to fear the Ribbono Shel Olam in order to do the mitzvos. You see, Liyira comes before Lalachas b'chol drachav. If you know Hashem, but you're not afraid of Him, then you don't go in His ways. Why? Because you have to fear the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to be in awe or revere the Ribbono Shel Olam in order to go in His ways. Without fear of God, there can be no service of God. That's what the pasuk is telling you. Ki im liyira comes before lalachas b'chol drachav. Comes before la'ahava. Comes before la'avodas Hashem. It's a stage. It's a ladder. What does Hashem want for you? Revere Him. Then you go in His ways. Then you love Him. Then you serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. What is Yerushalayim? What does it mean, Yerushalayim? One level, to fear the sin itself, and Yerushalayim. So I had an epiphany. I'm going to ask for no interruptions, unless you mamish don't understand. I'm going to hopefully get through all the material that I prepared. And at the end, if there's something that you want to add, then we will get to that. What does it really mean to fear Hashem? So I had an epiphany this past Monday night. I'm going to share with you momentarily. First, let's look at Maseches Brachos, Chav Ches, okay, Daf Chav Ches, Amabes. There are handouts. There's enough for everyone at least to share. No, please look. Look on the handout. Masachas Brachos. We quoted this years ago, but for purposes of this class, we are quoting it again. Ukeshechala Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai became ill, Nechnesu Talmidav, his Talmidim entered. Levakwa, they're coming to do Bikur Cholim. They're coming to give kavod to the Rabbi. Kevan Shara, Osam Hidchil Levkos. What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai do when he sees his Talmidim? He's on his deathbed, he starts to cry. Amudah Talmidav, his students say, Ner Yisrael, the candle of Israel, Amud HaYemini, the right pillar, Patish HaChazak, the strong hammer. They're talking, who holds up Israel? You, Mipnei Ma Tabocha. Are you so afraid of God that you're crying? Why are you crying? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you don't think you have enough merits to get up to Shemayim with everything you did in your life? Amar lahem. He answered them, Afilu lifnei melech basar v'dam hayu molichin osi. If they were walking me before a king of flesh and blood, Shayam kan machar bechakever. Today he's here, doesn't literally mean tomorrow he's in the grave. It means after some very short time, if it's like tomorrow, that king of flesh and blood's not here anymore. Shim ko isar lai, eni ko aso kos olam. If he's mad at me, it's not an eternal anger. Why? Because he's a basar v'dam. Nothing by basar v'dam is eternal. Im esiruni eini suro isur olam. If he puts me in jail, it's not forever. What's going to happen to this king? He's going to die. There's nothing a basar v'dam can do for me forever. V'im mimisani ein misas o misas olam. And even if the basar v'dam king, the king of flesh and blood, puts me to death, it's not eternal death. Why not? Because it's only physical death, but I still have eternal life in the future world. V'ani yachol apayso b'dvarim. Never mind that. I can be mefayis him with words. I can bribe him. I can appease him. U'lishachta b'mamam. I can persuade him with money. I can bribe him. Afal pikin ayisi bocha. Nevertheless, if I was going before a king of flesh and blood for something I did wrong, I would be so scared. And I could appease him, and he's not eternal, and I could bribe him with money. V'achshav shemolichim oslifnei malach machem lachim akosh varhu. And now I'm not going before a basar v'dam. I'm going before the King of all Kings, the Ribono Shel Olam, Shehu Chai V'Kayem La'Olam. He is eternal and eternal. La'ol Mei Olamim, for all worlds. Sheim Kolas Alei Ko Aso Ko Es Olam. If he is angry at me and I don't repent, he's going to be angry at me forever. V'im Asiruni Isuro Isuro Olam. If I end up in Gehenem, I'm in Gehak Tzuris. V'im Misani Misaso Misas Olam. And if he puts me to death, the Ribono Shel Olam, spiritual death, it's forever. Eini Yachol L'Paiso B'Dvarim. You think L'Paiso B'Dvarim. You think when you get up there, Rosh Hashanah is coming. You're going to be able to be Mimela, says Rav Salvechik, Melamed Tzchus upon yourself. The Rav says if when you're doing Teshuvah, you're Melamed Tzchus upon yourself. If it's not tshuva, it's worthless. What kind of repentance is that? What kind of confession is that? But really, Ribono Shel Olam, there were extenuating circumstances. What were the extenuating circumstances? You're going to convince God with words? The Rav says you can't be melamed zchus upon yourself when you're doing teshuva. I can't appease him with words. And I can't say, God, I'm going to pay you off. You want $2,000? Can I get out of jail? Velo od elashayesh lefane shnei drachim. Not only all of this, but before me there's a fork in the road. There's two paths. Achashal gan Eden, the achashal gehenim. My soul is facing two paths. The eternal world of gan Eden of bliss and the eternal world, chalila, of gehenim. Ve'eni yodeh be'ezem molichim osi v'lo evka. I don't know where I'm going, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. To the path of gan Eden and eternal bliss, la'achazos benoam Hashem u'levakar b'heichalo, kapitel chav zayin, which we started saying. Or I'm going to the gehenim, chas v'sham, the sha'al. Amulo, they answer him, Rabbeinu Barkeinu, Rabbi, bless us. Amar lahem, Yihi ratzon shetei mor shamayim aleichem kamar basar v'dam. What was his final words to his Talmidim, his final bracha? I'm still in the Gemara, last sentence of Maseches Brachos. Fear. Oh, what are we talking about again? Yira shamayim. You should fear shamayim like you fear a human being. Amulo, Talmidav Adkan, Rabbi. That's your bracha at the end of your life. That's what you're leaving us with. We should be afraid of God as we're afraid of men. Amar lahem ulavai. Halavai. Halavai. You should be fear of the Ribono Shel Olam as much as you fear something that's gashmius. Teidu kisha adam over avera. Amar shalo yireni ha'adam. Know that when man does a sin, he says to himself, I hope no flesh and blood sees. His whole bracha, the patish, hachazak, amud hayemini, ner Yisrael, his whole blessing was that you should have yira shamayim. another handout. Not Yiras, that you should have Yiras Shemayim. Not that you should have Yiras Basar Vidam, and not that you should worry if man will see, but you should fear the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Talmidim said, that's it. I'm on page one. We just finished Maseches Brachos Chavchas. Okay, so now we're going to take a break from the handout for a minute. I'm going to tell you my personal story of the eclipse. I know you all have your own personal story, but I'm asking it on for interruptions because I'm going to share my story in the Masar Haska. Okay, let me tell you what happened. The whole world sang about the eclipse. Sometimes we Ribbono Shel Olam wants to remind us who's in charge, because mankind tends to forget. This is the Pasuk Nishar. You know what you have to do, people? Stop in your tracks. And let me tell you, everybody stopped in their tracks. He takes out the stars by number. Look up, people. Who's in charge here? We expect the sun to rise in the east and set in the west. We expect the moon. I saw the moon tonight on my way here. It's a crescent, a huge crescent sliver of moon. It's so predictable. We become so complacent. We forget who's in charge. So Ribbono Shel Olam says, look up. And guess what? The whole world was looking up. For that day, everybody forgot there was any other news in the world. Nothing else was going on. Only the eclipse. So I was very upset I was disappointed. There's a reason I'm sharing this story. Obviously, you see I prepared sources. And we're talking about, and it's a strong Mr. Hasko for Elo and for our Amuna. And remember, our question at the beginning was, what does it really mean to have Yiras Shemayim? And before even Yiras Shemayim, what does it really mean to have Yiras Chit? But we already saw from the Pasuk that before anything else, you have to fear, you have to be in awe, you have to revere the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you don't care what he says, if you're not afraid, if you don't have awe, you're not going to go in his ways. It's like the child who rebels against Rebbe. I don't care what Rebbe says, so I do whatever I want. Which means you could even believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam and not fear him, and therefore you don't go in his ways. The child knows there's a Rebbe. The child knows the Rebbe gives instructions, but the child has no Mora, and therefore doesn't go in his ways. What is truly Yiras Shemayim? Even more, what is Yiras Chit? So I didn't have glasses. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I saw the last time this happened. Total eclipse across the United States was almost 100 years ago. Marbu Masach Hashem. I was disappointed. I didn't have glasses. By the time I thought I was moving, I wasn't even thinking about glasses. Till when? Erev Shabbos. It was too late to get them on Amazon. We wouldn't have got them on time. So when I left my classes Monday morning, around 1:20, the eclipse started. At 1:23, I texted my sister-in-law. I knew she also wanted eclipse glasses. I said, did you get glasses? She said, we're back, yes. I said, you got glasses? Where did you get glasses? Her father got her glasses. I said, can I come see? She said, they're not the certified one. They're supposed to be a special code. Youngest of Woodmer sent an email about it. The pediatrician sent an email about it. Who else sent an email? Everybody and their mother sent an email about the instructions for the eclipse. My son's camp sent an email about the eclipse. They're not the certified number, but her brother's at her house. He recommends it. She says, you're welcome to come over and use them. I live in Woodmer. She lives in Faragua. Use them at your own risk. So I said to my daughter, we're in the middle of unpacking, knee-deep in boxes. I'm like, let's go. We're going to see. I'm like, I don't know. She's like, Mommy, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Let's go. So we went to my sister-in-law's house, and she had the glasses, and she showed them to me. If you saw them, they're like paper glasses. They look like nothing, with very, very dark lenses. You're supposed to put them on and look up at the sun, and there was no number. The pediatrician specifically sent an email saying that they have to have this code inside. If they don't have this code, and they said, if you don't have the proper glasses, I'm going to burn your cornea. And here I am, and I'm saying I'm a person of normal intelligence. You would think that a person of normal intelligence would not put on eclipse glasses that don't have the proper code if you've read 25 warnings plus that you're not supposed to have. But in the moment, all I wanted was to see the eclipse. You don't make a bracha on it, by the way. So she had them. I went inside. I said, I'm going to see. So she told me, you put them under your glasses. I wear glasses. So first the eclipse glasses, then your vision glasses. You go, look at the eclipse. Turns out after we found that you're supposed to put them over your glasses. So I put them under my glasses. I went outside. I gasped. If you saw, I said, Marbu Masach Hashem. Then my daughter, who's 14, she's doing it. Also, she came out. Then my sister-in-law, who didn't want to do it, did it. And her sister-in-law from the other. So we're all looking at the eclipse. And I didn't look only once. I looked, then I looked away, then I looked back. And then after we looked, my sister-in-law said her eyes are hurting. So then I said, you know, my eyes feel heavy. And I didn't know if they really did or if it was psychological. Okay. And then my daughter looked. My 20-year-old looked. His camper had glasses. My boys in camp, who the camp sent an old email in red bold letters, nobody's going to be allowed to look. The kids brought glasses, the counselors, they opened the window, so everybody except my husband looked at the glasses. It was amazing. If you saw it, Marabu V'Sach Hashem, it was truly, truly, everything's Marabu V'Sach Hashem. The tree outside is also. But we become so used to Teva that sometimes we need Lamala Mida Teva to shake us up. Okay, but from 2:30, from the time I looked at the eclipse, till 9:30, I cannot describe how afraid I was that I damaged my eyes. No, I'm not just saying. I was like sick to my stomach. My eyes felt very heavy, and then when my sister-in-law told me, she saw online that these are supposed to go under, so I thought, for sure, it must be that, why under? Because the glass of your lens, or whatever it's made of, reflects the sun, and it beams the light into your eyes. I was terrified. I thought to myself, why did I do this? It was so worth seeing. I could have gone online and Googled the live stream, which everybody was showing. It didn't have the code. I am a relatively intelligent, not stupid person. Why would I do that? I thought, Michal, you were looking directly at the sun. You allowed the sun to beam into your eyes. Is it worth your vision? I was like sick to my stomach. I was so afraid. My son said, Mommy, you didn't look for 30 seconds. I said, 30 seconds, maybe I looked for 5 total. 6? I was so scared. I have never, I think, been so nervous about the consequence of something. I don't know if it matters. Like, I really thought I was going to wake up in the morning and not be able to see. Okay? When I woke up the next morning at 5 a.m., the first thing I opened my eyes, the first thing I thought, I can see. It's very hard to describe how I felt, but I was almost sick to my stomach. I'm like, just go through the motions. I'm like, who looks at the sun? Why would you look at the sun? What kind of life will you have after? And at 9:30, I texted my sister-in-law. Because we have been she's like, call the doctor. I'm like, wait a minute, call the doctor, Terry. You know what the doctor's going to tell me? Why did you look if it wasn't official glasses? I said, I'm not calling the doctor. She's like, well, if Hashem wants us to have vision problems, then we will. It was beautiful to see Hashem's world. Everything will be okay. Davin, okay. I'm trying to tell you how afraid I was because of what I did. And at 9:30 p.m., I texted my sister. I'm going to quote my text. And I wrote, I thought of something. Are we so nervous when our eyes see something harmful to our ruchnias? Are you so nervous when you see a priestess woman in the street? Are you sick to your stomach that you saw her cleavage because her chest is coming out of her shirt? Are you so nervous that your neshama is burned? Am I so afraid when I see something on the screen I shouldn't see? I'm not so nervous. Okay, whatever. What is 1 second of looking at the sun do to your eyes? It'll burn your whole eye. What's it in the ruchnis realm? Why am I not afraid? What is really yiras chet? Do I really have yiras chet? The same way that I have yiras hachama. And I don't know. So I texted, I thought of something. Are we so nervous when our eyes see something harmful to our ruchnias? Just like we can burn our eyes, this is my texter. Just like we can burn our eyes in the gashmius realm. And that's a terrifying thought. I was terrified all day. I was sick. I thought I was going to throw up. I was so nervous. From 1 second of exposure, I thought, you idiot. Excuse me. Really? I thought, why did you look at the sun? What about in ruchnias? And I wrote to her, do we consider the implications of 1 second? I didn't give it to you this year on your handout, but do we consider the implications of 1 second of Tuma? The billboard that's not appropriate? Does it bother me that I looked at it? The circus where the dancers are basically naked? Does that bother me? Why not? I'm so scared of the sun. I'm so scared. I was shaking. So I was going to throw up. I'm like, keep going through the motions. How does that translate into the ruchnias realm? We live in a world full of impurity. Do we guard our eyes? The Pasuk tells us, bless you, and say for Bamidbar, please look on your handout, 1539, Tes Vav. By the way, this is the end of Parsha Shlach. Okay? Tes Vav Lamed Tes. Vayalechem Tzitzis, you say these words every day. Uri'isem Osa. Ah, what happens when you wear the tzitzis? You're going to see them. Uzchartem is called mitzvah Hashem, v'asisem Osa. You'll remember the mitzvahs of God, you will do them. V'lo sasu achari levavchem v'achari enechem. You will not spy after. You will not stray after your heart and your eyes that you stray after. And look what Rashi says there. Lo sasu achari levavchem kemo mitur ha'aretz. First Rashi says, what does sasuru mean? Is everyone with me? What page am I on in the handout?
Page 1. Right over here. It's on the first page, right.
It says Bamidbar 1539. It's Perek Tesvav.
What? People are confused because it's on the
left
side.
Sorry, okay. Just bear with me, okay? So what does Rashi say? Lo sasur. First, Rashi explains what sasur means. Sasur means kemo mitur haaretz. The parasha opens with latura taaretz, the meraglim, and it ends with tzitzis. It means like to scout out the land. But then Rashi says halev v'ha'enayim he meraglim leguf. You should know that your heart and your eyes are the scouts, are the spies for your body. Misar surim lo esa averus. They procure sin for you. Ha'ayim. But what comes first? Notice Rashi reverses the equation. In the pasuk, heart comes before eyes. But Rashi tells you, halacha l'maisa, you know what comes first? Ha'ayin ro'eh. Bless you. Your eye sees. Halev chomed. Once your eye sees, then your heart desires. You saw something. V'haguf osa esavira. And that leads you to sin. The process of sin begins with the faculty of sight. And when I see something pure, and that was really my lesson from the eclipse. and perhaps I'm grateful to Hashem for those 7 hours of, like, I was terrified. Because I looked at the sun for 5 seconds. You know how many seconds of impure things I've seen in my entire life? Have I ever been that afraid? The faculty of sight is the gateway to skin, the gateway to sin. It scouts out. That's exactly what Rashi says. Ha'ayin ro'eh. That's the first stage. So if the faculty of sight, ready? Put on your seatbelts. Is the gateway to sin, then what do we have to go to? The very first sin in the Torah, which is the prototype for all sin. God of Bereishis, 3:1. Now it's on the other side of the page. It's on the Hebrew side. Ladies, I'm really going in the order of the sources. It should not be confusing. Bereishis 3:1. If you follow in order, you're going to be okay. The snake was more cunning than all beasts of the field that God Elohim made. And he said to the woman, did Elohim really tell you, Lo tochlu mikol eitz hagan, you can't eat from all the trees of the garden? And the lady says to the nachash, no, we could eat from the trees of the garden. But from one specific tree, Elohim said, don't eat from it and don't touch it, lest you die. And the nachash said to the woman, you're not going to die. Elohim knows the day you eat from it. Ah, what's going to happen the day you eat from it? What's the first thing the nachash says? Who's looking in the pasuk? What's the first thing the Nachash says? I know I told you not to interrupt, but I'm asking a specific question. What's the first thing the Nachash says? He doesn't say the first thing is you will be like Elohim. What does he say? I didn't reason. Ki yodea Elohim ki biyam achalcham mimenu. What did they say? I didn't hear. Ah. The very first thing the Nachash says is your eyes will be open. Reference to? Your eyes. You will now have a gateway to sin. You have an entrance way to sin. We always say that the Nachash says, he told them, you'll be like Elohim Yodea Tovra. That's not actually the first thing he told them. The first thing he told them of consequence of sin would be, something's going to happen to your eyes. And then the very next pasuk tells us, I bolded it for you. Didn't I bold it for you?
No.
I didn't? Let me see. I was supposed to bold it for you. I'm in the last pasuk on page 1. What's the very first words? Vatere ha'isha. The woman sees. Ki tov ha'etz l'machal. The tree is good for eating. What's the very next thing the pasuk tells you about the woman? V'chitayvahu le'enayim. It is desirable to the eyes. It doesn't say it's desirable to her guf. And it doesn't say it's desirable to her moch. And it doesn't say it's desirable to her lev. It's a desire to the eyes. V'nechmar ha'etz lahaskil. Oh, it's nice to think about. And because she sees, she takes from the fruit and she eats and she gives it to her husband and he eats. And then what's the very next thing the pasuk says? What's the very next thing the pasuk says? Come on. You should be as excited as me. V'tipakachna einei shneihem. What's the very next thing? You know what lamaisa happens? Exactly what the Nachash said would happen. Their eyes are open, and they know that they are naked, and they sew a fig leaf, and they make for them belts. What's fascinating is what the Ibn Ezra comments. Vatere ha'isha. The Ibn Ezra says one word. Biliba. That's fascinating. In her heart. What does it mean she saw in her heart? Well, what does Rashi tell us at the end of Parsha Shlach? The Torah tells you that the eyes and the heart are linked in sin. Isn't that exactly what the pasuk says? Lo sasur acharei levavchem va'acharei einechem. She sees, but what does the Ibn Ezra see? Where does she see? In her heart. Well, that makes unbelievable sense. When you see here, what happens to your heart? Your heart is persuaded. That's exactly what the Torah tells us. Look at the kli yakar. It's unbelievable. It's geschmack. Are you having a good time? Unbelievable. Look at the kliyakar. The kliyakar says, what does it mean that the woman is seduced through her eyes? But do you understand? Remember where we're going back to. The eyes are the gateway to the soul. And when I allow my eyes to see something ansanua, am I so afraid that I burn myself like I am that I look at the sun for 5 seconds? Ready? By the way, this is so apropos for Elul. Look what he says. Ki b'chol chet, yesh l'yetzer tov v'kuach im ha'yetzer hara. With every sin, this first sin is the prototype for all sin. So if the woman is seduced by her eyes, that means all sin has the component of einayim. Ki b'chol chet, yesh l'yetzer tov v'kuach im ha'yetzer hara. You should know, in regard to every single sin, there is a battle between the yetzer tov and the yetzer hara. Ki ha'yetzer tov mavticho schar haruchani l'olam haba. Because the yetzer tov is guaranteeing schar ruchani. Spiritual reward. Where? Not in this schmutz tuma world. Where is the yetzer hara saying, you're going to get reward? Ladies, where's the yetzer hara telling you're going to get reward? In the next world. Vayetzer hara meshiva la v'to'en ki tov leilech achar taivos hamechushos la'ayin haro'eh. The yetzer hara answers and he says, no, it's much better to go after your taivas who pull you after what the eye can see. Ki taivas ha'olam hazeh nir'in le'ein kol. Because the desires of this world are readily apparent. They can be seen to everyone. Really, says the Yetzer Hara, you think there's going to be reward after 120 years? No, I never even thought. I'm telling you that if you indulge in this world, you're going to get so much pleasure. What kind of pleasure? Gufani, physical pleasure. It's going to feel so good to sin. You're waiting 80 more years to get a reward for something nobody ever even saw. Asher ayin lo ra'asa. No one even saw that reward. Lakach ne'emar v'teireh ha'isha. What does it mean she saw? Ra'asa divrei ha'nachash. The nachash, by the way, is a representation of the Yetzer Hara. She saw the words of the nachash. V'yashu be'einehe ta'anosav. And his arguments was correct in her eyes. Ki tova eitz l'machal. It's true. In olam hazeh. Schar gufani, the tree is good to eat. V'chitayvu le'enayim. It's true that it's nice to gaze at that tree. Shetayvus ha'olam hazen nirin ayin ba'ayin. Because everyone's eye can see the taiva of this world. What happens when a man and woman get together when they shouldn't be together? What's Arias? He sees her, she's not sanua, he's attractive, she's attractive, and all of a sudden they're together. What's it from? Ha'ayin ro'eh. Mesar surim lo es ha'averus. Because the taivas of this world are readily apparent to everyone's eyes. La'afuke chamudos olam haba. Not so the pleasantness of the next world. Ayin lo ra'asa. There's no one here who can tell you, I saw what's going on in the next world with my own eyes. It's going to be geschmack tremendous. Wait. Go after your Yetzer Hara. It'll be worth it in 80 years. Yetzer Hara says 80 years. You don't have to wait 80 years. Do it now. It's going to be good right now. And therefore, she wants the reward right now. Finishes the kliyakar. So I have the kliyakar elucidated. The one who desires to lie should distance his witness. It means, thank you. The one who desires to lie, harotza l'shaker, yarchik edav, should distance his witness. The explanation is, thank you, the nachash could not possibly have been lying because he brought proof from right here. If he would have been lying, he would have had his witnesses far away. But he was not lying. He showed her in the here and now. Look at the tree. It's so beautiful. What's the root of the first sin of the woman? Vatere ha'isha, taiva le'enayim, vatipakachna e'nei shneim. 1 second, please. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam, shehakol nehi abedvaro.
Amen.
So I'll tell you, after I had this epiphany, I texted my sister-in-law, she wrote back amazing muster, and it's so true, 5 exclamation marks. And I thought, okay, Hashem, I learned my lesson. Could I have the eyesight back? I was like, you know, then right away I'm saying, okay, this is what you wanted me to learn for these 7 hours where I was so nervous that I was going to throw up, because I really thought I was going to wake up and morning without saying chas v'sham. I already can't hear. I'm not going to be able to see. What kind of life is it going to be? Chas v'sham, chalila v'chas. And you know, it's crazy. I spoke in Camp Keli on Shabbos 3 different times to 3 different groups. It was booked well before we were moving. And they asked me to, it's an inclusion camp, and they specifically asked me to speak Friday night, year to 9th and 10th graders on Shabbos day talk to 6th and 7th graders on living with a disability, on being successful with a disability. It's very, I think I should prepare with a lot of Torah sources for adults because Baruch Hashem was very well received. But Davka living with a disability. So one of the girls in the morning shiur, afternoon shiur was a regular shiur, tshuva tefillah tzedakah for staff. So one of the girls in the morning asked me, she mentioned that someone came to her school who was blind and deaf. Because I left it open for questions or comments. So I said one of the things I learned is gratitude. One of the most important words you say in the morning is moda ani lefanecha malcha v'gam. Everybody has something. Even people who look normal, and I'm putting that in big quotes. Everyone has something. I made friends with a Hasidic woman who's from a daughter-in-law of a famous, very famous Hasidic rabbi. I don't want to say her identity. We spent Shabbos in the hospital together last year. We each had a child there, and we had a very unusual Shabbos. It was her, it was me, and it was a totally non-affiliate woman, Jewish, who's actually married to a guy. And we each had a child with us, so we had a Shabbos meal. Okay. So she told me her friend told her something very impactful. I mean, really, like, full-fledged in the Hasidic world, daughter-in-law of a very famous rabbi. So she told me her friend told her something very impactful. Everybody has a garbage bag. Some people have a clear garbage bag. Some people have a black garbage bag. Everyone has. So she said, so this one girl said, oh, the kid came to camp who can hear and who can't see. So I said, one of the most important things I say is moda ani, because even though you all, I said to them, have something, even those of us who are normal, mainstream, what, they don't have a garbage bag? I didn't tell them a garbage bag. Everyone has something. I said, but moda ani means baruch Hashem for what I do have. And I even said on Shabbos, I cannot even imagine chalila not having my sight. And here I was 2 days later, and I thought I was about to lose it. So when I realized this epiphany, it was before I prepared the actual shiur. I said, okay, Hashem, I learned the lesson. Let me go back to being okay. That's how afraid I was. Look at the word, what the Ramban says, please. Hu, ki tova eats lamacha. Haisa savura ki hu mar. Haisa savura, the woman was sure. Why can't she eat it? Ki hu mar v'sam hameves. She thought she can eat the fruit. It must be poisonous. God wouldn't want them to eat something poison. V'lachein, and therefore, yazhi renu mimena. That's why Hashem said, don't eat from the fruit. V'ata rasa. But now she saw, that's not why. Hu macha tov umatok. It's good, it's sweet. That's what she saw. V'chitai v'hu le'inayim shebo yis'ava. Through the faculty of sight, we have desires. V'yatur, v'yasur acharei einav. She will scout after. She will spy after. She will follow after her eyes. So what's the Ramban saying? The eyes become the gateway to sin. V'nechmat ha'etz lahaskil kibo yaskil lachmod. Through this tree, she will contemplate desire. V'nitna ha'tayva le'einayim. Look, taiva comes to the eyes. V'hachemda b'seichon. Desire to the thought. Baal HaTurim, we have to start skipping some sources. The Baal HaTurim tells you that 4 times in Tanakh, it says, it has this phrase. I'm actually going to open up the Baal HaTurim inside so I can tell you the sources, okay? 4 times it says, le'einayim, v'chitai v'hu le'einayim, ki ha'adam yire le'einayim. Look at your Baal HaTurim, that's from Shmuel. Umato ka'ar v'tov le'einayim, light is sweet and good for the eyes. That's in Kohelas. V'ka'ashan le'einayim, smoke to the eyes. How does the Baal HaTurim put all these 4 together? Man thinks it's good for the eyes. He thinks it's sweet and good. But at the end, he realizes, ashan le'einayim. Often what we think is sweet and good to contemplate, the circus where the dancers and the acrobats are basically naked, we think it's nice to be there. Aval achariso ke'ashan le'einayim. It is like smoke to the eyes. Shagarma misa lakol. Because this first sin, which occurred through the eyes, brought death to lakol. The whole world, everybody. What was the gateway to the first sin that brought death to everyone? The faculty of vision. I'm skipping over Shem Shem Fal Hirsch, which I want to tell you. Let's look at something very interesting. Shemos 3:1.
Mm-hmm. Question: why would Hashem say that the gateway to the soul is through the eyes when our type is through the eyes as well?
When
Hashem is using the same means through the eyes. When you look at someone's eyes, you're supposed to see their neshama.
That's exactly okay, that's right. So through the eyes, you could burn your neshama. That's exactly right.
The same
Because any koach in the world can be used for good or not for good. The ultimate example they gave, a man and a woman being together. Right. It's the most debased sin, and it's what's marriage is called kedushin. It's not called, I don't know, chasana, I don't know what it's called. It's called holy.
Right.
The exact same,
item
can be used for sin, it can be used for a tov.
Right.
Nothing is inherently bad.
Uh-huh.
It has the potential for different ways.
Got it. Okay.
Even like hariga, you could say murder is inherently bad. Well, beis din sometimes has to kill. We just had Irnei Dachas in the parasha. Sometimes you got to put the people to death. There's a place for it if it's done properly. So yes, the eyes are the gateway to the neshama. So let's look at what happens when Moshe Rabbeinu meets the Ribono Shalom at the burning bush.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, it says Shemos 3, Shemos Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph. Moshe was a shepherd for the sheep of his father-in-law, Yisro, and he leads the sheep into the desert, and he comes to Har Elokim. Another name from Har Sinai is Chorev. Whole other shir, why Har Sinai is called Chorev, root word, Charav, sword, destruction, fascinating, not for now. And the Malach, and he sees a Malach in the flame in the middle of the bush. It's very strange, it's burning with fire, the bush is not being consumed. You know, I'm going to look, I'm going to see this great vision. Why is this bush not being consumed? Hashem sees that he turns to look. Moshe wants to see what's going on here. And Elokim calls him from the bush. And he says, Moshe, Moshe. And Moshe says, here I am. And he says, don't come close. Take off your feet. The place where you're standing is holy. We spoke about that with Macy's. The place where you're standing is holy, holy ground. Vayomer. And he said, Anochi Elokei Avicha. Okay, Avram, okay, Yitzchak, okay, God introduces himself. First he says, don't come close. And there's a medrash that says Moshe heard the voice of Amram, his father. So Moshe's not really sure who's talking. Now in this pasuk, God actually says, it's so interesting, I didn't realize so I was preparing the shir. What's the first word Hashem uses to Moshe when he introduces himself to Moshe? Anochi. What's the first word of the Aseret Sedibros, which is the foundation of our Torah? Anochi. Anochi, it is I, the God of your father, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And what's the first thing Moshe does? He doesn't want to look. But now, there's a lot of discussion amongst us in Chazal. We're doing this on Rega Achas, but for purposes of our learning and our shir, it has tremendous implications. Vayaster Moshe Panav, immediately he eyes his face. Why? Ki yare me habit al ha'alokim. He's afraid to gaze at Elokim. You could say he's afraid to gaze at Din. There's discussion if Moshe was right in turning away or not, but that's not for now. I want to show you one perush. Look at the Ibn Ezra. And this really sums up our whole shir. Vayaster Moshe Panav, Kiderach ki ra'isi Elokim panim al panim v'tenatzel nafshi. Just like I saw Elokim face to face, my soul was saved. Did I underline what I'm supposed to underline for you? Yes. V'sha'ar ha'ayin misha'ar ha'shamayim ki berega echad. Did I put rega echad in bold?
No.
Oh, sorry. But I underlined it for you. V'sha'ar ha'ayin misha'ar ha'shamayim ki berega echad. From 5 seconds of looking at the sun, from one split second of looking at the sun, you could ruin your entire eyeball. Why would an intelligent person like me look at the sun? Gaze. I thought, Micha, you're gazing into the sun. It's worth it to burn your corneas. It's worth it to give up your whole life. The glasses didn't have the code. In the moment of sin, it seems like the best idea. The moment before the gossip comes out of your mouth, all you have to do is say the Lashon Hara. Do you consider the implications of your neshama like I consider the implication of my eyes? Do you know how afraid I was that I lost my sight? Do you know? I was terrified. I was nauseous. I was sick. The first thing my son said to me when I woke him up Tuesday morning, my son opened his eyes. This, before he's wearing his cochlear implants, before he said Modan, he opens his eyes and he looks at me and he mouths, how are your eyes? V'sha'ar ha'ayin misha'ar ha'shamayim. The gate of vision is from the gateway of heaven. Ki berega echad yireh tmunas rabos. In one split second, you can see many images, rechokos, imkrovos. You can see things that are close, like my hand. You could see things that are far, like the sun. V'ein kach ha'shar ha'aznayim. Va'af. And you know, it's not like this with your other faculties, with your other sense, like your ears, like your nose, like your smile, like your hand. Uba'avur yir aso, because Moshe was afraid of that 1 second. Moshe, that's not appropriate for me. You could burn yourself by looking at the Ribon Shel Olam. I can't look at the snap. That physical fire is going to become a fire inside of me. Hestir panav. Again, I'm bringing you one pair. There's a lot of discussion into whether Moshe was right or wrong. But verses of tonight's year, look at the commentary of the Ibn Ezra. Sha'ar ha'ayin misha'ar ha'shamayim ki birega echad yir etmunos rabos rechokos im karovos. In a split second, I can burn my neshama. I am not as afraid. I have never been so afraid when I looked at impure things as I was when I looked at the sun. Why was I so afraid of losing a physical faculty? Am I not so afraid in the ruchnius realm? Rabbeinu Barchenu, Yehei Mora Shamayim Aleichem Kemora Basar Adam. I'm finishing up. I actually have 2 more minutes. I just want to tell you that Rav Elimelech Biederman writes, it's so funny, here I was preparing shir, I didn't have time to finish reading it on Shabbos, and what do I come across this afternoon, and I already knew what I was planning to teach, learn with you tonight. After Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol, 1 second, I want to see something. 1 second. Here we go. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol pronounces Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ladies, listen. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol pronounces Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav time 10 times. We're talking about the Kohen Gadol on time Beis Hamikdash 10 times. The gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. He says 26. The gematria times 10 is 260. Ayin I is the gematria of 130. Kohen Gadol says Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei 10 times. The gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. 26 times 10 is 260. The gematria of Ayin, Ayin Yud Nun, is 130. 130 times 2 is? 260. There are two eyes which add to 260. This indicates when one guards his eyes, writes Rav Biederman, he is compared to the Kohen Gadol who does the service on Yom Kippur. I finished your handout with one pasuk from Kapitel Chav Zayin, which is what we say every day, twice a day, from Elul through Shmini Atzeres or Simchas Torah, depending on your minhag. And what do we say? Kitz b'neini b'suko b'yam ra'a. When I'm having a bad day, when I'm having a yetzer hara day, ra'a, ra, Hashem, please hide me in your sukkah. Let me see the walls of Sukkah Shlomecha. Let my eyes not behold the impurities and the tumah of this world. Yastireni b'seisar ahalo b'tzur yiromimeni. Hide me in the shelter of your protection. Our eyes always have to be within the walls of the proverbial Sukkah. We live in a world full of tumah. But we're going into Elul. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is speaking to us. And soon, Sefer HaChaim, Sefer HaMavis P'suchim Lefanav. And the same way we want brachas in the physical realm. Do we really, we began by talking about Yiras Shamayim and Yiras Chei. Do I really have Yiras Chei? Do I really contemplate what sin does to my soul the same way I was shaking in my boots about what 6 seconds of sun may have done to my eyes? So Ezras Hashem, we should be zocha to learn the lessons that Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to learn, to internalize the lessons. Yehei Moa Shamayim Aleichem, perhaps if we truly fear the Ribbono Shel Olam and revere him and are in awe, we will be able to leches b'chol drachav u'lahava also. Amen v'amen. I wish you a very good Shabbos and a chodesh tov. A blessing.